So May begins with a bang, of course, a double one day, the 1st of May, and the universal date number of 101. So this is a fabulous new beginnings code for the nine universal month, and it creates a very big shift actually, because when the numbers nine and one come together, the beginning and the ending numbers, it means there's a shift. So get ready for Friday, May 1st, to shift your life. You want to be bold, you want to be original, you want to be brave, you want to go for it, move forward with your unique ideas, and feel totally unencumbered, totally free to create your place in the sun. Because you're ready to be the pioneer to create that new cycle in your life. And so celebrate that brand new chapter. Celebrate this very important first day of May as a celebration of a new life. In the stars, the moon is opposite Mars, which means you feel a very strong emotional focus and direction. You definitely want to guard against emotional aggression with this opposition and impatience or rash emotional energy. This is actually very highly creative energy, so you want to channel your energy into some kind of creative project. And Mars is very ambitious, it goes for it, so the more ambitious the project, the better, because you're going to make a lot of good, really good progress today. Now, you may feel, like I said, more impulsive, so really stretch that ability to be patient. And then you can channel this energy into some major breakthroughs. Then on Saturday, we have May 2, which is an 11 universal date, which also reduces to 2, continuing that powerful day number, date number being the same number, the same root number. So the double two is peace, serenity, cooperation, balance, harmony, equilibrium, cooperation with others in terms of diplomacy. And the 11 portal then is the double new beginnings about how you bring your life into this place of meditation. How do you create that balance? It's going to be a new way today. You're going to have this acute attention on the present moment, on conscious awareness. So it's a great weekend day to get rest, to relax, to be in that place of meditation, and also to start something fresh. You want to connect intimately with others today, preferably one-on-one. You definitely will feel a sense of communicating with caring, kindness, compassion, which is all part of the number two. And 11 will add that absolute intuitive awareness, that clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient ability to tune into energy in a highly sensitive way and gauge the barometer of any situation that you're in. So that means you're very sensitive to your environment, you're very sensitive to the people who you come into contact with. So listen closely to your intuition. In the stars, the moon is trine Uranus, which is also about breakthroughs and intuition and mixed with change, mixed with making new plans and welcoming surprises, acting on your instinct, being open to unusual experiences. So it's a fabulous day to attract abundance, manifest financial flow, because Uranus is in Taurus, so Taurus governs financial flow and your values. So allow your imagination to flow to the point where it discovers brand new vistas. Uranus likes to be the pioneer and explore the unknown. So that means you may have some unusual experiences today, actually, and heart-centered breakthroughs with this drawing to the moon. Then on Sunday, May 3rd, we have a 12 universal date, which reduces to 3 as well. And the double 3 is very much about playful creativity. So that means exploring your ability to unleash your inner artist, follow what brings you happiness and joy, express yourself, definitely don't get caught up in distractions or caught up in drama. That's the shadow side of the three. Instead, allow that number 12, which governs your yearning to be the eternal student and education, allow that to infuse your soul and infuse your ability to learn. That then enhances your creativity. So your willingness to open up to learning gets you stimulated to the point where you then want to be creative with what you've discovered, right? The truth is revealed as you seek out what is infused with beauty. So the more beautiful it is, the more beautiful the scent around you is, the flowers in your vicinity, the paintings, the music, the clothes you wear, the more beautiful, the more you can express yourself with that beauty. And you definitely want to express yourself today. As I said, the number three is about self-expression in every way and degree possible, as long as it is high vibrational and not reactive. So it's a wonderful day to be social. You're definitely more flexible and free to explore and free as to how you're sharing your feelings. Guard against being pulled into emotional dramas and instead focus on the celebration, focus on the joy. This is a really joyful code. Now, Venus squares Neptune today, and that means you have to act on your desire to create and connect with Source. Squares are about CTAs, actions, call to action. So that connection to Source has to be activated today. Otherwise, you can feel more uncertain, more insecure, and there's certainly enough of that around now. So we want to bypass that with proactive, wonderful engagement, right? And Venus square Neptune wants you to do that, especially regarding your creativity. So be extra disciplined about your values, about your responsibilities. That is really, really important. Guard against being naive. Guard against being easily impressionable, especially regarding matters of love and finances. And channel the energy of action into things you love, tenderness, affection, unconditional love. On Monday, May 4th, we have, of course, the four merged with the number 13, which reduces to four. And 13 is a very misunderstood number. It really is connected to something that is profoundly empowering, but only if you are in tune with the integration of all parts of you. So there are many ways to live life on Earth. It can be three-dimensional, and it can be linear, which is based on time and space. 3D is space. Or it can be multidimensional and timeless. And the number 13 introduces us to that more multidimensional, timeless experience on Earth, where we are literally connected to the galaxy, which means we bypass the confines of the Earth, which it has its own boundaries. It has its own way of life, right? We live in a body. We have, the physical realm, the emotional, mental realm, but the intuitive realm is available to all souls, whether you are on Earth or somewhere else. And that's the realm that 13 moves towards. So this is why the moon has 13 cycles in a year. This is why every season, all four seasons on Earth, have 13 weeks. And this is why the oldest card deck in the world is the 52 card deck, which is 4 times 13, because it was based on the seasonal cycles. This is very profound information, and when you are able to integrate 13 into your life without being afraid of it, which is something that was a separation that occurred, in the 1500s, and was created as a control mechanism, anything that tries to get you to be afraid of something, like a number, is obviously used to control. And so the number 13 is probably the most well-known number because people are so afraid of it. We don't have 13th floors. You know, there's so many 13 aspects of that number that in cultures is seen as, you know, dark and about death. Now, 13 is about death, and 13 is about rebirth, and that's the nature of cycles. Our seasonal cycles are all about life and death and rebirth and the ongoingness of that. It is literally change, right? Change. So the whole control part of this comes into play so that you don't accept change, so that you don't feel you can change things, so that you just accept indoctrination instead of your internal capacity to make a shift, right? So this day on May 4th, on this Monday, is going to really bring these themes up because we've got the double four activation, which is about boundaries. It is about Earth. Four is the number that governs Earth. And it is about security and grounding, all of which we need. And then on the other hand, it is about the unseen, the unspeakable, the part that is not really proven by science, because it is about integration of energy, right? It is not about proof. So on this day, we can manifest a lot. And the more we interact with the other dimensions, multi-dimensions, and timelessness, the more we will accomplish. So yes, it is a day of work, because four does govern work. But ultimately, today is about empowerment, self-empowerment, integration, and an activation of the divine feminine energies that number 13 represents through the constant of change. So be open to gaining a sense of security by being malleable, by surrendering, by being open to transform, by forgiveness, and paying meticulous attention too on what is entering your field of awareness. Paying meticulous attention in a practical way too, completing a project, for example. So reality reveals itself in many forms and colors when these codes come together. So you want to listen and trust to what unfolds. And you want to conserve your energy too, so that you can be engaged all day long. So it's a great day to organize, and it's a great day to accept the enigmas in life. You know, getting organized, getting clear, getting in a place of discipline, order, that's all good. Looking at your home, for example, four governs all of those things. It governs real estate. It is a wonderful way to secure security. And then 13 allows you to move beyond those borders and, you know, send up that kite for the bird's eye view and get that perspective, that timeless, wonderful, intuitive perspective. The sun conjuncts Mercury today, which is perfect. It does put your mind on practical thinking, conscious engagement. You know, conscious engagement is absolutely critical at this time, so that we don't get pulled in all which way directions, either worrying or projecting onto the future, right? We want to seriously allow our thoughts to move fast so that we don't hang on to things. And so sun conjunct Mercury favors any negotiations, any correspondence. You just have this really clear idea because you're focusing on having a positive outcome. And you're very conscious of your goals, and you're very intellectually engaged in achieving those goals as well. And then we come to 5-5. Very exciting, because May is the fifth month, and it is the 5th of May, and then we have a 14-5 universal date. So this is a very important day because of the triple 5. It's not just a double, it's a triple. And that is all about freedom and liberation, going beyond boundaries, sharing your message as much as possible, because five is about that interaction between you and others. So be open to the unexpected. Be open to surprises. You may need to make some quick decisions at this time. You want to definitely connect with as many people as you can. And on this day, the moon trines Venus, which brings up the themes of happiness, which reinvigorates you. And, you know, any trine is just very beautiful, very harmonious energy, very flowing energy. So there's a sense of happiness and a desire for affection and sharing this with others, this experience with others, and having love enter the scene. Moon and Venus are two love planets. They allow you to be touched and touch others. And they are very social together, especially in beautiful environments. It just facilitates some wonderful interaction. And it also allows you to appreciate the importance of those little pleasures in life. And then we come to Wednesday, May 6th, which is such a gorgeous day because we have the number 15, which reduces to 6, the spiritual alchemist number merged with the number 6. So we've got a double 6 code and the 15 as well. This is so exciting. So much love, healing, abundance, compassion, nurturing, joy, fortunate events. Yeah, this is a very powerful code, and it ties into May's 9 universal month number, because 6 and 9 are almost like reverse each other, right? So, and they're both in the same triad, the 3-6-9 triad. So we have here a very exciting code of sweetness, romance, affluence, nurturing. And of course, with the number 6, which represents the mother, it looks like a pregnant mother, responsibilities are heightened because you take care of others or take care of responsibilities. And you definitely want to spend time with loved ones. You want to spend time with family. You want to rest. You want to heal, nurture yourself. This is a wonderful day of harmony and beauty. So focus on that nurturing of your mind, body, and soul. And that will enable you to be poised and ready to create that spiritual alchemy, to alchemize abundance, to alchemize joy and health. Because money transactions and investments are very enhanced. And we are in Taurus. The sun is in Taurus. Taurus governs the second house of financial flow. So this is a very wonderful combination, and it allows you to devote your time to what truly uplifts you, to feel the love, both the human love and the unconditional love, and to be very creative. In the stars, the moon is opposite Uranus, and that definitely creates an intensification of emotional excitement. So you want to guard against being impulsive and reactionary. You want to focus on your own liberation from fear. You want to seek activities that stimulate you in a new way, because you have very strong instincts with Uranus in play with the moon. So listen and feel for the presence of that inner peace. And only once you feel that, that's when you act. That's when you speak. So this will help you not rush into things. And know that everything is moving very quickly at this time. So the air is cleared rapidly and forgiveness is much easier. Rely on your intuition to gauge those emotional shifts and allow the air to clear as a result. So, you know, the moon is with this opposition in Scorpio, because Uranus is in Taurus. And the moon in Scorpio always awakens your deep emotional truths. We just had the full moon. Well, we are about to have the full moon in Scorpio the next day. So this is introducing you to that energy already. And Uranus in Taurus then shakes up your values, right? So you want to just be very open and flexible. So speaking of which, we have the full moon in Scorpio on May 7th. That was already covered in part one when we went over the lunations. So have a listen to that. Now, the universal code on this day is May 7th and 16 universal date. 16 is a unique number in that it governs really being forced to listen to your intuition, because if you don't, there can be a sudden change that could have been intuited but was not. And so it can govern a fall of some kind. Now, obviously, when you reach a 16 date or the 16th, that does not happen. You know, it just is an energy. So it basically is a call to action to listen, to observe, right? So listen to the intuition, but also your dreams. Meditate on the mysteries of life. Connect with nature. So important. Because you're really being spiritually awakened. That's what this code really is about. The full moon is at 17 degrees, the immortality number, and another 7 in that code. So this is a time, you know, abundance is very clearly being activated here. And remember, Venus does station retrograde on the 13th. So this is like the final week here that we're in, where Venus is still moving direct. And with this full moon at 17 degrees Scorpio being a sign that's also connected to money owed to you, and 17 being so connected to abundance, this is a very powerful call to action for creating financial flow. And we went over all the transits in the earlier section, so you can have a listen to that, because there's a lot going on with Mercury, especially being conjunct this full moon. Actually, Mercury's conjunct the sun, excuse me, it's opposite the full moon. Then we come to the 8th of May, Friday, and we have a 17 again, because today is a 17 universal date, which reduces to 8. So double 8 day, very prosperous, very much about leadership, infinite resources, overcoming obstacles and gaining strength as a result. That's all about the number 8. So we are at a time now where we're pretty much given all the resources we need to make some major shifts. And the shifts are coming rapidly, right? They're there for us. We just have to take the lead. We have to follow the prompts. We have to listen to our inner authority. And today's code is an absolute invitation to do that. To viscerally live an abundant life. To experience abundance and courage in all these expressions. And if you're yearning for abundance, to not wish it to happen, but have it, feel it as if it has already happened, and live your life in that way, with that feeling in your heart. So this is a day to empower whatever vision you have, to take the lead. The moon is sextile Saturn, and that allows you to take your feelings very seriously and feel responsible for your total well-being, because you have more self-control. You have a greater sense of duty. It comes very naturally to you today. So it's a wonderful day to work alone or take some alone time, because your emotional commitment is also heightened. And it allows you also to feel more protective of your loved ones when Saturn and the moon gets together in a sextile. So you can share practical encouragement with others, and also nourish them as well.